So basically, if, for example, a group of anarchists would squat a part of a city, of a block, would they be eligible for such support
Yes, it might be, but it's not free money that you can take and okay, we start our project. It has to be accepted in the project, accepted by the local council or the regional council. This is the way it works. If there is an investment plan, it's always a public contribution in it. So it's not just taking away some of this money for an own project. This has to democratic support, decision making in the national states, in the region usually.
So for example, the municipal government should have, or the leadership of certain cities would have to ask European Union for funds.
Yes. This is the way these kind of funds work, because you know it is usually that the regions have a development plan, and in this housing development plan, social economic development plan, you can bring in these things. So it's very important people discuss about it, that there is an acceptance of what they do, and so that we don't rebuild houses far away near the river or kilometers away from the villages, by which you don't get the integration. And it's not only that the communities boards should accept this, but also the European Commission. If there come proposals in the wrong places, in the wrong way, they won't be accepted. But these criteria are to be worked out this year, and I think in the second part of the year we might start and have the first projects on board.
So basically it's against the ghettoization of poor people.
Yes, absolutely.
But for example, there is a standard all over the world that old centers, for example, of Ljubljana or any other city in Europe, is reserved basically for rich. So this is a ghettoization of the rich.
No, I don't think
dividing that, itself, no, because the prices of apartements in the center are so high that normal people cannot buy it.
This won't change, but this is a, today, this year, 2010, we have the year of the combat against poverty and social exclusion. And I think that there can be done a lot for poor groups, not bringing them to the cheapest, the most expensive part of the city. It would never work. It won't work. That's a different world. It's always all over the world that the inner parts of the city are the most expensive. So this one, but you doesn't mean that you don't work for them and that you don't change their positions. And housing, having a proper house is a basic situation. So I think you can do a lot in good locations, not too far from the center, but not far away near a river where you have a location of the Roma. Let them be. No,
this parliament is beside the river.
But this is also a good expensive place.
Yeah. I wonder what are the conditions for example for a certain group to get funds. You mentioned that a certain percentage must be taken care of by the group itself.
Or by the community. Local community.
Yeah. The Roma population, for example, in Slovenia and Romania and Bulgaria, sometimes have problems with integration in the educational system. Will there be some conditions, for example, that...
No, this is not the way we did it in this measure, because this is a, let me say, physical measure to build. And this is not in the same way, because this is the restriction of the regional fund to this physical housing construction. This is the way we pay it, and as you said, it's as important also in the declarations of the European Parliament to have this education given, to have the social inclusion, to have the employment. But out of this regional fund, structural fund we call it, it's not possible to make the social program year for year. We pay the buildings, and we pay probably the location that can be included, but we don't pay for the rest of the social program that's necessary. That should be known by the country themselves or other funds, but not in this measure.
What control will there be over the spending of such funds?
It's the same control as usual within the regional funds. It means that the plans must be presented before there is a yes from the national scale, and after the realization there is a check, and if there are doubts there is there has to be paid back if things didn't run like it is in the rules. So this is a general thing, no special controls here.
Where are the biggest problems in Europe? I suppose Romania and Bulgaria are the critical points.
Yeah, but that's right. There's immense population on the Roma side, but as I understood, in Greece and Italy, there are near the cities also
in the south.
Yeah, in the south, and they got over a lot of people from Africa last year. So there are more dimensions than just the Roma dimension, but. Well, it's okay to spend a lot of money in this year of social inclusion for this aim. I'm a happy man that I could reach it in the parliament.
Are you in contact with, for example, the Roma community as the biggest?
I have some contacts, yes. And I will go on with this because this was a rather quick, fast decision making here. During the year, I will visit in 2 weeks. I go to Budapest and I will have some contacts near Budapest to see some kind of things. But I had visits before. 2 years ago, I was in Cluj, Romania, and I saw there several of these sites, and I saw investments, but not on the right places. That's why, you know, I had this big debate with the European Commission to have more criteria for better locations near the village and near the cities. This is my way of thinking.